From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, January 16th. Landowners have approved funding the controversial Tuscan Water District in Butte County, but it wasn't without contention. NSPR's Ava Norgrove has more from yesterday's board meeting for the district, which is where the votes were counted.
Despite the cold winter morning, the small room was hot with the breath of dozens of people in attendance, some standing, some sitting on the floor. Every chair was full. Up for vote was a property fee. It was supported, which means landowners in the Tuscan Water District now have to pay $6.46 per acre. It will be added as a regular tax payment and go toward funding the hotly debated district. The meeting began with more than 2 hours of public argument and attendees echoing past criticisms.
I'm here as a landowner on a well that's 60 feet deep that will run dry when you overpump our groundwater. I'm here as a landowner on well who has less voting power than the Mormon Church based in Salt Lake City, Utah, who owns Desiree Farms.
Blake Ellis argued small landowners don't have an equal voice within the district.
You claim representation, but you do not represent the majority of the people within these district lines.
Votes in the Tuscan Water District are weighted by the value of land owned. Ellis and other small landowners say this favors the interests of large industrial farmers, many with owners who live out of state. Another key issue was a lack of information. Many said they had trouble finding details about the district until just before the vote. Patricia Hieronymus is the executive director of the Butte Environmental Council. She says there needs to be more public involvement.
Overall, we do not agree with the special benefit assessment for the Tuscan Water District. We would like another public workshop, which results in the integration of our public comments and taking subsequent actions. We would like to see the engagement of those of us who live within the boundaries of the Tuscan Aquifer, who have thus far been excluded from decision-making but will experience the consequences of groundwater depletion.
Only two people at the meeting spoke out in favor of funding the district.
We all want to protect the water. Nobody's trying to steal anyone's water. We're trying to live up to our state laws to have more water.
Just over 40% of ballots were returned out of more than 2,000 sent out. The fee was approved with approximately 87% of the votes in favor and 12% opposed. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
In other news, one of the two children injured during the Feather River Adventist school shooting last month is making progress in his recovery. According to a social media post from his grandmother, 5-year-old Elias Wolford can sit up on his own and has begun physical therapy. His grandmother says his legs show signs of getting stronger and that he's smiling more. And diesel trucks and trains in California were supposed to run cleaner in the future, but not anymore. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more on what's changed.
3 years ago, California mandated that all diesel-powered trucks and trains would need to be powered by clean energy by 2042. But according to reporting by CalMatters, the state is abandoning those rules. It's anticipating that the Trump administration will override them. The ban was a key part of California's aggressive effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to combat climate change and improve air quality. The Clean Air Act was passed by Congress 12 years ago. It gave California freedom to adopt strict air quality standards. But Governor Gavin Newsom is now bending to a new reality. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to revoke or challenge all of California's clean air standards. Climate experts almost universally agree that unless we quickly and dramatically move away from fossil fuels, the world will suffer increasingly destructive hurricanes, floods, and droughts. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Also, Reiki is a form of energy healing. In Chico, a grief guide and master of the technique is offering her healing skills during events she calls full moon ceremonies. Emerald Starlight Norman has been hosting these ceremonies for 5 years. She started the work after the death of her teenage daughter.
Oh my gosh, you know, my whole entire life changed. I'd never really lost anyone close to me, and I'd never expected to lose her. And so that put me into my own experience of deep loss and grief.
After her daughter's death, she started learning energy work with a primary focus on sound healing and aromatherapy. She says these things supported her, deepened her healing, and led her to hold space for other people.
Truly at the core of what I do, I really just want to be of service You know, I want to be of service, and I want to serve a deeper purpose, you know, that can help touch lives and help people heal. And I've seen a lot of people just grow and heal and blossom in beautiful ways over these last few years.
The full moon ceremonies happen each month. More at mynspr.org. And finally, it's scholarship season for graduating high school seniors. The North Valley Community Foundation announced applications for 26 scholarships that opened earlier this week. Need and merit-based scholarships are available to fund higher education or workforce training for graduating seniors next fall. Students from Butte, Glenn, Tehama, Colusa, and Plumas counties are eligible to apply. Most of the applications are due April 18th. And those were your headlines for Thursday, January 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.